alcoholic, a codependent. I am a debt and spending addict. I can use electronics addictively. I'm a food addict, and I'm a sex and love addict. And I do appreciate this opportunity. Anytime I do any kind of service, small, no matter how small it is, I find that I just get so much from it myself, and I'm grateful for that. And I hope I'll say something today that might help somebody. It says, many of us needing an overhauling there. And it also states in here that basically everybody has some kind of sex issues or problems or whatever. And I think that's true from what I've seen. And I say that because it doesn't matter if you've had one sexual partner or, like some of us, many sexual partners. There are going to be issues around that because we're addicts. I'm an addict for sure. And I happen to be a sex and love addict. Through my processes, well, and aging, God has relieved me of that, thankfully. I'm very grateful for that. And I like to think I'm not that same person because for many, many years, I abused my sexual powers. And someone in this room once said that, you know, sex is very powerful, and it is, I believe, you know. And so it can do great harm, but it also can do great things for a relationship as well. It's all in my case, how selfish, self-seeking, dishonest, and fearful I am around it, and how much I'm guided by my higher power that I happen to call God versus Edith's brain. You've heard me talk about Edith's brain, and Edith's brain has that peculiar mental twist that tells me insane things, that it's okay to do certain things that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt are not okay to do, for example. And I thought I'd just jump right in here. Well, first I did want to read a couple of these beautiful prayers. I give all these prayers to my sponsees, but these are a couple of examples of pre-sex inventory prayer. God, please help me to be free of fear as I attempt to shine the spotlight of truth across my past sex relations. Lord, please show me where my behavior has harmed others and help me to see the truth these relationships hold for me. Help me see where I have been at fault and what I should have done differently. And those are just thoughts around page 69, those questions and everything. And here's another one. This is pre-sex inventory prayer. And I must say, I always said first of the third step prayer. Any of my writing, I said the third step prayer first, and then I added another little prayer or two about the specific thing I was working on. God, help me review my own conduct over the past years. Show me where I have been selfish, dishonest, and inconsiderate. Show me whom I have hurt and where I've unjustifiably aroused jealousy, suspicion, or bitterness. Help me to see where I was at fault and what I should have done instead. Help me to be fearless and searching in my endeavor to write my sexual inventory. And then specific sex prayers, kind of similar. Father, please help me mold my sex ideals and help me to live up to them because that's part of this inventory too. After we've gone through and answered those questions about each one of our sexual partners, then we mold a sexual ideal and to help me live up to them. I mean, it's one thing just to come up with that with God's help. And I think that's, again, it's very important. Everything I did in this writing process, as directed by my sponsor, and I direct my sponsees the same way, pray before you do it. Because otherwise, again, some Edith junk might come out, but I want some God-directed stuff to come out. So I always prayed the third, and still do, because I still write. I pray the third step prayer, and then I pray another prayer or two about, you know, helping me to see the truth about myself, for example. Father, please help me to mold my sex ideals and help me to live up to them. Help me be willing to grow toward my ideals and help me be willing to make amends where I've done harm. Lord, please show me what to do in each specific matter and be the final judge in each situation. Help me avoid hysterical thinking or advice. It's good instructions for me. Father, please grace me with guidance in each questionable situation, sanity, and strength to do the right thing. If sex becomes very troublesome, quiet my imperious urge. Help me not to yield and keep me from heartache as I throw myself the harder into helping others. Notice that, helping others. You know, that's a way to avoid, for me, any of those addictions that I listed off, if I jump in there and help others, reach out, however that might be, just making a phone call or any type of helping another person. Help me think of their needs and help me work for them. Amen. So, as always, you know, the prayer part of this inventory is very, very important to me. And when I do my writing these days, daily, which I do daily writing, daily reading of 12-step literature and writing, the prayer is very important because, I want God to help me see the truth about myself. So it has these questions. Where had I been selfish? I go back to my list. I've got a list of people I have resentments at, and I've got a list of people with whom I had a sexual experience. And so I look at that list, and then for each one of them, I answer these questions. And by doing that, I do review my own conduct. Where had I been selfish? Where had I been dishonest or inconsiderate? That's three. Number four, whom had we hurt? Did we unjustifiably arouse jealousy? That's five for me. Suspicion, six. Or bitterness, seven. Where were we at fault? And what should we have done instead? We got this all down on paper and looked at it. So I'm just going to jump right in here. Here's one I did. I just turned to one in my little book. I totally took advantage of this young woman and used her for sex in a one-night stand situation. Where was I selfish? I was selfish because I was extremely manipulative to get what I wanted, which was a one-time sexual encounter. I said and did exactly what I knew I had to say and do to make that happen. Where was I dishonest? I was dishonest because part of my manipulation was leading her on, leading her to believe that there may be more sex, a relationship, none of which I wanted or planned to do. I said what I thought she wanted to hear in order to get what I wanted. Inconsiderate. I was inconsiderate because I chose not to think about her feelings, her needs, or if I thought about it, I didn't really care about what she wanted or the consequences for her or me. My behavior was inconsiderate to the point of being mean. Whom did I hurt? I hurt her and myself and one other person in whom I aroused suspicion. Jealousy, number five, I did arouse jealousy, definitely. And six, suspicion, I did arouse suspicion. Bitterness, I did arouse bitterness. All of those in that person. Where was I at fault? I was at fault for being so incredibly selfish, dishonest, inconsiderate, and downright mean and disrespectful. What should I have done instead? What I should have done instead was let God guide me rather than my own self-will and sick addict's brain and thinking. I should have never had any type of sexual conduct in relation to this person. And basically, in this sexual inventory, as with really all the rest of my inventories, that's what it boiled down to. I should have trusted and relied on God, infinite God, God's infinite power and wisdom, not Edith, finite, crazy, insane, selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and fearful. And to this day, when I do that, when I trust and rely on God, when I ask God, when I consult God, when I try my best to be led by God's will, things work out very well, and I'm not very inclined to hurt somebody, myself included. And I want to talk a little bit about the sexual ideal part. How am I doing on time?
Good. I used to have 12.
Okay, probably won't use all that. The sexual ideal part was important to me, too. And I found that, kind of like with what I should have done instead, what I should do going forward, or what I hope to do, my ideal going forward, is kind of like what I want to do in all the rest of my life. I want to trust and rely on God, and I want to have respect for another person. I've been blessed to be in a almost 25-year monogamous relationship, and I want to have respect for that person, and I want to treat them with patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love every day in all aspects. Now, do I live up to that particular ideal? No, but it's what I aspire to, and I think that's what our sexual ideal is, because it actually says that. It says you know, that we come up with our sexual ideas with ideal, with God's help, and then we do aspire to the best of our ability to meet that, and it, and hopefully we grow toward that ideal. I love that word grow. We grow toward that ideal. Just like we grow our spiritual life, we grow toward our sexual ideal. And the basic part of my sexual ideal is this, the number one thing: I will trust and rely on God. Now, what does that mean? That means that as situations unfold, I allow them to unfold according to God's plan. I will understand it's not necessary for me to intervene or do anything to fix it. As a matter of fact, that will likely mess it up, or at the very least, take it longer to develop according to God's plan. I'll recognize that while I'm important to God, as is everything about me or in my life, that I have to be open and honest, and I have to tell my truth concisely, and I have to allow God to speak to me and through me. So how do I assure to the best of my ability that I will trust and rely on God? That's just about as simple. I continue to work the steps daily. I follow the directions of my higher power and other people in the program that I've come to trust and rely upon, because I do believe that God speaks through the humans. My sister calls them God with skin on. There's little angels out there helping me to keep, to talk me off the ledge or keep me from doing something that is undoubtedly going to harm someone or myself or both. And, you know, just following God's directions, living in 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, making amends when I need to, which I have to do that because I'm imperfect. So this whole ideal, it, coming about from this sexual inventory and working with God to form a sexual ideal, is basically the ideal, as I said, that I've come up with for my entire life. Trust God, clean house, and help others. It's just about that simple for me. And with that, I thank you.